Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. Oh.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And good morning, gardeners, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. As you can tell, this isn't Paul's voice you're hearing. This is actually his youngest son, Patrick. He'll be filling in today. My father will be back next week. He's on a trip with a few of the listeners. Today he's in Austria. He's about 3 or 4 or 5 hours ahead of us, I'm not sure. And so he's wide awake out there, taking a look at everything that's great out there in Austria. But I know he'll be back next week. Join you live. So you got me until 10 o'clock today, and he'll be back next week. The phone number here is 800-660-4261. Again, 800-660-4261. Give us a call. We'll try and answer all your gardening questions today. Everything's on the table. We can talk about anything you like about the garden. There's a lot going on out there. We've had a heat wave in the area in Peabody, Mass. Right now at the Garden Center at Northeast Nursery where I work. I'll be here all day. So after I'm off the radio, I'll be back outside answering some questions. There's a lot of different things going on, you know, with this heat. Everybody's wondering what's going on, you know. We haven't really had this heat. We've actually been lucky. It didn't really get hot until the end of July, beginning of August. I mean, it's usually had the past couple of years where it's been real hot. I guess we were all hoping for that hot weather about February and March when we had about 16 feet of snow on the ground. But that's all right. We're dealing with it. It's August. We're New Englanders. We know what's going on up here. So give us a call, 800-660-4261. Again, 800-660-4261. At the 9 o'clock hour, we'll have Art Crockett from Boneide. Give us a few different tips. We got a bunch of stuff to talk about. Always love talking with Art when I'm here on my father's show. Usually him or a couple other guys that we talk to. It's always great when you know somebody when you're doing this. So Art will be here around 9 o'clock. Bunch of different things to talk about. Great little tips. I've always listened to what Art has to say. He's given me a few tips from the past that I've brought on and actually used myself and passed on to a few of the customers that I have here. He's got some great ideas when it comes to spraying the woods with 8 in the fall and in the spring for those ticks. Ticks are becoming something that's real bad in the area. The Lyme disease is really, really starting to get bigger and bigger and bigger. So it's a little nerve-wracking for people out there with Lyme disease. So there's a few ways you can take care of that. And I know Art was telling me that he's done it for years. Same product that he sprays out there is 8. Does it in the fall, usually in the spring as well. I've used a product as well in my yard that I can't believe it. My dog had about 3 or 4 ticks within a couple days. Sprayed the entire yard, the wood surrounding. Hasn't had a tick since, and that was about the beginning of May. So I've been pretty happy with that. You know, got a little dog, got to take care of him. If you got kids or, you know, family members, that's something you got to take care of as well. So that's something we got to take a look at. Around the garden center, I've had a few people coming in this week. You know, powdery mildew seems to be a big issue lately. You got the you're watering, you got the heat, water, heat, etc. You know, that actually can start to take a toll on some of your different squashes and zucchinis. The powdery mildew is that white little powder that's on some of the leaves. It shows you, you know, something's going on. It's really actually a little bit of airflow, a little bit of water and heat coming together, mixing that and actually grabbing a hold of the leaves, turning them white, and affecting it. Don't worry, there's a few products you can use. One that I like to use is copper fungicide. Great little product. It's organic, so you can spray it, you know, and not worry about your vegetables that you're spraying. So that's something that's always something to worry about. You know, something you're consuming, you don't want to use synthetic chemicals. There are some out there that you can actually use up until a certain point. They'll explain right on the label, you know, 7 days before harvest, 10 days before harvest, 2 days before harvest, that type of thing. There are those, but I always like to use the organic when it comes to anything I'm consuming. But copper fungicide is a great little one. You can spray that all over the plant, get rid of some of that powdery mildew. You're always obviously going to want to get rid of the leaves that are affected, so that's something you can do. But that's something I'm seeing right now a lot of out in the on the nursery. And give us a call, and we can try and help you out as best we can. It's 800-660-4261. Again, 800-660-4261. So right into the phone lines. Daniel, who's up next?
First up this hour, we've got Diane from Massachusetts. She's got a couple questions about her tomatoes.
Diane, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, thank you. Yes, one question is there anything I can give my tomatoes to ripen sooner? I've got some green ones, and I didn't know if there was something to speed up the process that's organic.
Well, there is a spray that you can use on the flowers from Bonide. It's Tomato Spy. So when the flowers are starting to come out there, what it actually is it's a pollinator. So it actually helps them pollinate quicker. Because not all the flowers, you know, get pollinated quickly. So what you're doing is you're just giving them a little bit of a quicker shot to it to produce that tomato for you quicker. There's also a product called Tomato Maker. That is something you have to mix in. Excuse me. You have to mix in earlier on the season. It's kind of like fertilizer. You mix into the soil, mix it in there, and that's actually going to help produce more fruit. So those are a couple things, but that Tomato Spy, it's a great little product when you're trying to pollinate because, you know, you don't know what the path of the bee is going to be. If there's no bees in the area, maybe it's going to take a little bit longer, so you're just helping out to produce them quicker. Once they're on the vine, there's not much you can actually do. You could fertilize them. Use maybe like a tomato tone from Espoma. You can use that product if you haven't already. That you mix into the soil. It's a granular. So you mix into the, it's usually the planting bed. If you have a few of them, if it's a pot, it'll tell you exactly how much to use on the bag. But that's a good little product to give it some nutrients to help push it a little bit. The combination of the two, it might help you a little bit quicker.
Is Tomato Spy a Bonide product or?
Yes, it is. It's a Bonide product. It's a small little spray bottle, probably just a couple inches tall, maybe like 3 or 4 inches tall. Aerosol, so you spray right into the flowers themselves.
Okay. Also, does Epsom salt really help?
I mean, it depends. It's an old-time product that a lot of people have used. I personally have never used it, so I haven't seen the effects in front of me. You know, I think if you're looking to help with different things, there's a lot of other fertilizers out there that can really help and do some good for you.
Okay.
But with gardening, it's really trial and error. If it works for you, then awesome. If it doesn't, you know, you try something else.
Right.
But like I said, I don't have a lot of use of it in the past, so I can't tell you exactly, but I know that you know, there are a lot of products out there that will work for you, a lot of different fertilizers as well.
Okay. Lastly, getting some blight.
And you're getting on the tomatoes?
Is it on the tomatoes? Yes.
Okay, and is it coming from the bottom of the plant, or is it coming from the top? Is it coming on the tomatoes? What's happening?
It's It's on the tomatoes.
So you're looking at the bottom, and it's like a blossom end rot. It's getting
right.
black at the on the bottom.
Yeah.
Now, what you're dealing with there is a calcium deficiency.
Okay.
It's called blossom end rot, and what happens with the tomatoes is they'll start to grow, they'll grow, and then all of a sudden the bottom will turn black and almost rot out.
Yeah.
So it's really more of a calcium deficiency.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so they actually, they have a spray that you can use for the area for tomatoes. It's a rot stop that you can spray on the plants as well. I'm not positive if that's organic or not. I'd have to double check. But being that it's used on tomatoes and vegetables, I think you'd be all right. What you can do for the following season is use some calcium-based products in there. Add a little calcium to the soil at the beginning of the season. Also, what I like to do is there's a soil from Costa, Maine called Lobster Compost. When you're actually use it, what it has a chitin in it, which is calcium. That's part of the lobster that they've the shell that they've mixed in. So it's great to add to the soil when you're working on with tomatoes.
Okay.
So that'd be a nice little product to add to it. The tomato tone for next year will help it a lot as well if you do that early. But we thank you for the phone call, Diane.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And the phone number is here, 800-660-4261. 800-660-4261.
Could an app be the answer to a better garden? Absolutely. It's the new free app, Homegrown with Bonnie Plants. Note, track, and photograph your garden's progress. Personalize your weather and reminders. Get variety info, grow guides, hands-free dictation, and more. The Homegrown with Bonnie Plants app, the sharpest tool in your garden. Download it free on the App Store.
Hello, gardeners. It's Ann from Neptune's Harvest Organic Fertilizers in Gloucester, Mass. If you're planting flowers, vegetables, shrubs, or just trying to keep your lawn healthy and green, then you should know about Neptune's Harvest. Neptune's Harvest fertilizers come from the mineral-rich North Atlantic Ocean, which contains all the nutrients plants and soil need. Flower growers, get your sunglasses out. You'll want to use them when you're looking at how bright those colors are. Vegetable growers, with Neptune's Harvest, you can achieve the amazing results you deserve for all your efforts. You'll have the most abundant, sweet-tasting supply of organically grown produce. And there's nothing like the taste of a fresh garden tomato you grew yourself. Neptune's Harvest works so great, whether you know what you're doing or not, you'll look good and you'll feel good because you're doing the right thing for the environment and your health. Try Neptune's Harvest products from the ocean to set your plants in motion. Available at your local garden center, and to learn more, go to neptunesharvest.com.
With summer heat and less rainfall, your lawn will start to lose its beautiful spring color and density unless you fertilize your lawn like the golf courses do with Milorganite Organic Fertilizer. Milorganite has been used for over 80 years by thousands of golf courses across the country. Milorganite, it never burns. It's high in iron. It adds organic matter to your soil. It's slow release and longer feeding. Milorganite aids in root development even during drought condition, and no need to water it in. That's Milorganite.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Don't complain. complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 800-660-4261. Again, 800-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock today. Answer all your gardening questions. Let's go right back into the phone line. Daniel, I guess we had one, now we don't. So call us back at 800-660-4261. Just looking over a few things this morning and just thinking of a few things to let you guys know about. And I completely forgot about this and just remembered. You know, one of the things you can replant most of the summer, and we still have a lot of the summer left. I know it's, you know, everybody thinks when kids go back to school, summer's over. We have until about the 22nd of September, so we got almost close to 2 months. So one of the things you could be doing right now is, you know, buying some more seeds of lettuce. Lettuce is one of the easier plants to grow out in the garden. You can put it in a window, nice window box. You can put it in the garden, that type of thing. But it's usually every 3 weeks you can start a new crop. So it's actually pretty cool. You can actually get multiple different crops during the season. So this would be something you could do now. You can go to your local garden center, find some seeds, and plant some up. It'd be great because about this time, you know, we're about a month away from Labor Day. So if you started it maybe next week, you'd have a nice fresh lettuce salad for a Labor Day get-together. You know, add the lettuce and then all your other vegetables that are growing around, you know, add that to it. Have something fresh from the garden and make that statement and show everybody there that, you know, hey, I can do lettuce all year round pretty much. You know, you can do it until the ground's pretty cool. It's out there at 40 degrees. But if you have a windowsill, it's nice, you can always do something in there. It might get a little bit warm in the house, but you know, it might be something nice to do for the yard. So Daniel, let's go right back to the lines. Who's up next?
All right, next up we've got Kay from Maine. She's got a question about her day lilies.
Kay, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes, I have a problem that's beginning to develop with my day lilies starting last year, and I have probably 20 plus of them, a varied type down the hillside, and I'm beginning to get a significant problem with rust-colored spots on the leaves, on the base of the leaves. I am getting a brown substance that looks like dirt inside where the leaves all come together.
Okay, so it's coming from the actual stem. It's not on the leaves.
It's coming from the dirt particles are at the base. On the leaves, I have spots, I have stripes, I have blooms that are blooming, but I have blooms that come up and then they curl and they drop off before they actually open up. So I think I've got a whole lot of different things going on. And
okay, are they all really close together? Are they nice and filled out? Is that what's happening?
They're probably about 2 feet apart.
Okay, so there is some good room between them. But the plants are getting, are they decent size?
Yes, they're huge.
Okay, one of the things...
Go ahead.
One of the things I would suggest doing is around the base, just clearing out a little bit of the soil. Maybe if you put mulch around them, pull that back a little bit from the base a little bit, just to allow that area to breathe a little bit. One of the things you can do with some of the leaves that are a little bit too much, they've got the, you know, striping or a little bit of the rust. You can actually cut those out to allow the plant itself to breathe a little bit. The other thing you can do, it seems like there, you know, more of a fungus or a disease on there. But with something like that, what I like to do is if you're not seeing any insects, I like to be safe. So there's a product from Bayer. It's a 3-in-1 insect disease and miticide. Sometimes with mites, they're way too small, so you can't see them. And they could be causing a little bit of that. But it also has the disease control on there. So that, you know, you're getting a couple different things in there just to be safe. So it's a great little product to spray all over them. Another thing that I would suggest doing is maybe, have you fertilized them in the past couple of years? Have you done anything with that?
I do as a Plantone every spring when I clean everything out around them. I've also used this, this year I started using fungicide, safer fungicide on them, and I'm using a soaker hose rather than watering from above.
Okay, Kay, why don't we do this? We're going to go to break. We'll get right back to you, and we'll answer that question a little bit more.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Paul Parrott here. For your baskets and containers, be sure to use Black Gold Water Holding Cocoa Blend. Water Holding Cocoa Blend combines coconut core and peat moss to give your container the edge in holding up in the summer heat and staying moist longer. Since it's OMRI listed, your container and baskets will stay moist longer and be organic at the same time. Available at your local garden center, and for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
Gold is like nothing else on earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 800-660-4261. Again, 800-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Kay about her daylilies. Talking about how there was a rust and the flowers were being affected at that point. She did say right before the break she was starting to use a soaker hose. Great to be using that. You want to try and avoid the overhead watering. One of the things you want to make sure is if you're using, you know, when you water, you want to make sure it has enough time to dry during the day. It's going to be the shortest possible time. So a lot of people do their watering when there's issues in the morning. That way, during the day, it can dry out quicker. About this time, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock in the morning. Those are good times to be doing that. What it does, it allows the any of the leaves that get wet to dry out quicker. They're not sitting wet like if you do it late at night. The leaves can sit and soak, and actually that opens up the idea of fungus. The other thing that we had talked about is getting rid of the leaves that are affected. That's one organic way to really get rid of the disease. Any rust like that is a fungus. There's a bunch of spores in there, so that's what's affecting it. So one of the best ways to do is to get rid of the leaves that are affected. Go basically down to the right above the soil where you see the leaf meets the stem and get rid of it that way. There's discussion between the two of if you should compost it or if you should just get rid of it. I personally, compost will get warm enough to get rid of a lot of things. But when something's affected like this, I like to just get rid of it, get it out with the trash, throw it in with that type of thing, get rid of it so it's not on your property and you don't have to deal with it again. So a couple things that you could use for the fungus there. You could use copper fungicide. That's an organic spray. Things with organic spray for something like that you're not consuming, you do have to spray it every 10 to 14 days. Since it is organic, it doesn't have a residual. So it's actually just, it goes into the plant, does what it needs to do, and then it's gone after 10 days. Whereas a synthetic chemical on a spray like that, like a fungus, or infuse, which are pretty close to each other, or like I said, the 3-in-1, the disease, mite and insect, and also the fungicide from Safer, could use that one. A bunch of different products out there. But those are products that you can use. Like I said, if it's synthetic, you can actually not have to spray it for usually about 3 to 4 weeks, depending upon the product. Sometimes 2 to 4 weeks. It really depends on the product that you're using. When used correctly, they'll go right through and actually leave the soil and leave the system and won't actually have anything go into anything else in the area. So those are a couple things you could do to take care of the daylilies. Another thing, maybe in the fall, once it starts to die back, when you cut it back to the ground, get rid of all those for next year. Get rid of all the leaves, everything, and just get rid of them. Try to get rid of all that so it's not going back into the soil and the spores coming through. I think what you're doing, okay, with the fertilizer in the spring is great. What I would do is in the fall with that plant tone, cut the rate in half and actually use it in that area to help with root development for next year to get them a little bit stronger. And so when they're coming back, they're ready to go. So they have something through the winter just in case we have another winter like we did this past year. Hopefully we don't. Get my fingers crossed on that one, but hopefully we don't. So that's going to actually help it a little bit, get it through the winter, so when you start the spring and you give it that full dose, it already had something going and it's getting ready to go for you and do a little bit better. So Kay, thank you for the phone call, and I appreciate everything. The phone number here is 800-660-4261. Again, 800-660-4261. Give us a call. We'll be here until 10 o'clock. Like I said prior, at 9 o'clock, I have Art Cockett from Boneye. He's going to be giving us a bunch of information. I always love speaking with Art. He was actually in the Garden Center a couple weeks ago, so it was good to see him. Talked about a few different things, a few different products we have, and what we can talk about. So it's pretty exciting there. So, again, the phone number is 800-660-4261. Give us a call. Another thing that we can talk about today a little bit is your lawns. I get a lot of lawn questions. I can read a lot of different soil sample tests, soil tests, that type of thing. So I get a lot of them here. I notice a lot in this area. A lot of people come in, they tell me, hey, something's going on in my lawn, it won't grow like this, I fertilize that, etc. It really comes down to what's underneath in the soil. In the area I'm in, which I'm in Peabody right now, I live in Lowell. So pretty close, about a half hour apart, but it's, same types of areas. Soil does differ in each place. But our pH levels are usually, without any work on them, is about a 5.5, 5.8. The typical lawn needs to be at a 6.5 to actually give everything that you want it to. So if you want that perfect lawn, you got to do a little bit more to it. A couple different products that you can use even during the season. Even though it's warm, on a different type of lime is a fast-acting lime. I believe there's a product out there called Lightning Lime or something along those lines. Great little product. It's calisthenic lime. So what it actually does is it starts working right away. Once it hits the ground, it starts working. And it does, depending upon the situation, it can do about 2,500 to 5,000 per 30-pound bag. Whereas when you're looking at regular lime, it takes about 6 months to work. It's a 40-pound bag, and it only does 1,000 square feet. It might cost you a little bit extra, but when you balance it out and see what you can do, it's actually a good little product. So it's something you can actually do during the season. You can do them in six-week intervals. So if you start in the spring, you might actually be able to do about three or four of those applications. Nice little thing to do for the yard. It's a fast-acting lime, so it's a calisthenic lime. Phone number here is 800-660-4261. Again, 800-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Dolores from Maine. She's got a question about her shrubbery.
Dolores, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning. You have to stop giving out the number 800. It's 855.
Ah, that could be... I appreciate that. I'm sorry.
I'm doing a woodland garden. And, okay. At the edge of the woods, that's going to be the cutoff from the garden to the wildwood. I am looking for some shrubbery that can take mostly full sun and be about 6 to 8 feet tall with light-colored leaves.
When you say light-colored leaves, are you talking, light green? Are you talking more like a...
Light green, yeah. Well, it doesn't matter. It's so dark, compared to the rest of the garden, that I need something on the edge to brighten up, the line between the garden and the woods.
Gotcha. So you're not looking for something with a dark foliage. You want to actually show it a little bit. You don't want it to fade into the background.
Oh, yeah, like a lemon lime or... that type.
Okay, and you're looking at it to be 6 to 8 feet tall?
Somewhere in there, yep.
And it goes right into the woods. You said it's a full sun area?
No, it's all shade.
All shade, okay. Obviously you can go with Old Reliable and do some of the different rhododendrons in that area. Some of them, with the flowers that can brighten them up. They can get, depending upon which styles, they can get 6, 10, 6 to 8, 4 to 6, that's the height. And they'll take mostly shade. It's hard to just give you certain ones that are specific shade because there isn't anything out there that is really just shade that's going to stay small like that. You could try
what about
some different
that gets bigger that I can trim?
Well, you could use a couple different, like the wild mountain laurels or the pieris or the kalmia, excuse me. Those might be nice in there. They have a green leaf, and they'll have a different style of flower. The flower is usually falling underneath the leaf instead of being right on top of everything. So it goes through, so you're getting different layers through there. So it's not just your typical all flowers on the top and outside. Those are more of a spring flower. Those are nice to be putting in there. You could put in, does it have any sun at all? Or?
Oh, well, I may be able to fix it so there's a little dappling.
But it's mostly shade, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Some of the bigger plants that are like the shade, you got your hemlocks that are always going there. That's going to get way too big for you. There are some lilacs out there, but they do need some sun to give you that flowering. Some will take some shade, but not as much there.
Yeah, need something light to open up that darkness,
No, I understand. It's kind of hard when it comes with something like that when it's so shady. But, you know, the rhododendrons will get to there. There are some azaleas that will take a little bit of shade in those areas. There's you could go with, like, a... some of the junipers will take a little bit of the shade, and they have some different colors into them. If you can pull something a little bit out further where it might get a little bit more sun, you know, to something low, you could go with like a yellow cypress or a yellow juniper that's lower, so it brings your eye to that, and then you can bring it up to something along the lines of the rhododendrons. There's also some perennials if you're looking during the season, like a Joe Pieweed. I know it's got a dark leaf, but it's got a really bright white flower. They do have some green ones, some green leaves with a white flower. Those will get some height to them. So that might be nice to put in there, you know, kind of layer it up.
Right.
Obviously, with some more perennials, you could do, like, there are some really big hostas that'll get 2 to 3 feet tall. So if you bring that into the lower part to hide the lower parts of the rhododendron, if you do a rhododendron or azalea or something like that, so you have multiple layers.
I'm not sure how much shade a rhododendron could take.
Well, depending upon the variety, there are a bunch of different varieties. I mean, the rhododendrons, there's probably over 150, 200 varieties. So, you know, what I'd suggest, go to your local garden center and take a look at a few different ones that they might have. Some of the wild ones, there's like a Rose Bay rhododendron. That's more like, you know, if you see them, I know when we get them in here at the nursery, there's like stumps in the middle of it. It's because they're wildly grown. So they're meant for that area. They have a longer leaf, but they have more gaps in between the spacing because they do like the shade. You'll notice that with most flowers or shrubs, that if it doesn't get a lot of sun, there's more of a gap between each break of leaves or flowers. So that's why I'm suggesting maybe put something in front of it to take away from those gaps. And perennials are a great way to do that because a lot of them will get, you know, 2 to 3 feet tall and give you a little extra something in there. You know, you can layer it all the way from that height down to the bottom. And on the bottom, you could even use like a bleeding heart, something small that's going to get 18 inches to give you some green foliage with a red flower in the spring. Dolores, we thank you for the phone call. And the phone number here is 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261.
Weed, weed, weed your lawn. Weeding is a chore. Wearily, 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 wearily. Weeding, what a bore. Weed, weed, weed your lawn. Weeding is a chore.
Break the cycle with Bayer Advanced Season-Long Weed Control for Lawns. It kills and prevents lawn weeds for up to 6 months with just one application, making it the only lawn weed killer that kills the weeds you see and prevents the weeds you don't. For up to 6 months. Bayer Advanced Season-Long Weed Control. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions. Learn more at BayerAdvanced.com.
Your lawn destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Most other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue below ground. But Complete's two-way formula kills ants, fleas, and ticks above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests, like grubs and mole crickets, for up to 3 months. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit CheckbookIRA.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. CheckbookIRA.com. CheckbookIRA.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Thanks to Dolores, I know the actual phone number here. It's 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I was given the 800 number out. I don't know how long ago 800 numbers stopped actually going there when we started going on to the other numbers. But 855-660-4261. Going to go right back into the phone lines. Daniel, who's up next? Daniel, anybody on the line for us?
Oh, yeah. We've got David on the line from Rhode Island. He's got a question about his pepper plant.
David, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Well, I have a problem. I've got nice-looking pepper leaves. The plant is standing about a foot and a half tall. And the stems, once it flowers, I get the little pepper bottom, and then it falls off.
So is this happening to every single one that you have?
I got three plants inside the garden, and yes, I'm having that problem. And they're not in the same place. So it's
so they're, so they're in different areas in the garden?
Yes.
Okay. And so is any of the stem actually starting, you know, dark or brown? Are any of the leaves falling off, or is it just the peppers?
It's just the peppers. The leaves are rich green. I've got a rich green leaf, and the shoot itself is as well rich in green and color. I can't understand why the flower grows and the flower falls off, and then it starts to go, and then the neck falls off the stem.
So one of the things I would do with the flowers to get it a little bit stronger is use the tomato and blossom set. I know it says tomato right at first there, but it can actually be used for multiple different vegetables. So what it's doing is you spray into the flower once it starts to develop, and it gives it a stronger possibility through the plant itself and actually helps it develop, and it'll help develop a couple weeks earlier than most. The other thing that could be happening is could be either too much water or too little water. Check around the soil. Is the soil too close to the stem? If it is, pull the soil away a little bit and allow it so it's, you know, level with the, you know, even in small peppers, there's like a little flare at the bottom. That's where you want the soil to be. You know, that could be one of those. What I would suggest doing is maybe just watering in the morning instead of the afternoon. Or in between, right, if you can. Earlier in the day, the better. You want the ground to not completely dry out, but the leaves and everything to be able to dry out during the day and not stay wet overnight. Because there will be that, you know, dew sometimes on the leaves itself, so you don't want the water to just sit there overnight, and that actually opens it up for fungus and disease, that type of thing.
Okay.
Have you fertilized at all with the other peppers?
I've used in the beginning was the triple 10 to tomato and vegetable fertilizer. I have put through there, and I have no problem with my cucumbers. My squash is growing pretty well. My pumpkins are growing beautifully, and everything is green. Green. The corn is green. The only thing that I'm having problems with besides the pepper is my beans, my peas, and my beans. So, and the dills are in the same area.
Okay, maybe it has a little bit something to do with the soil. What I would suggest doing is in the fall this year, when you get rid of the entire area, you know, you clean it up, get it ready for next year. And you've cut everything back. Maybe throw some more 10-10-10 into the soil. Use it at half the rate that you did this past year. Because in the spring, you want to use the regular full rate. In the fall, you don't want to go too crazy, but you want to put something back into the soil. So you can do that. Another thing you could try and do for this winter just to help with the soil is use a winter rye. You can plant that over the whole entire garden, and then in the spring you actually rototill that into the soil. That rye will actually help with the nutrients into the soil, give it a little bit back. So by doing a couple of those things, that could help you for next year as well. But, you know, that tomato and blossom set, spray those onto the flowers when they're first starting. That might help it thrive a little bit more and give it a little bit extra.
A
little more strength. And you've been talking about the fertilizers. Look into the Neptune's Harvest. A couple of those products are great to be used in the garden. Just make sure you use all of it if you're going to do it, because you will get a little bit of a smell. David, we thank you for the phone call. Phone number here is 8.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.